Good morning, everybody. If you can hear me, please type in. My name is Aliki Thanos, as you all know, and this is my first marketing podcast. So, good morning. Can everyone hear me okay? All right. Good morning, everybody. Yes. Okay, that's great. Okay, so if you cannot hear me for whatever reason, Michelle is on this call and she will help you out with that, okay? All right, good morning, everybody. Okay, so I encourage everyone to type in your questions. We might have some time towards the end of the webinar to go live, but in the event that we don't have enough time, I still want to be able to address everyone's questions, so go ahead and type them through the box. And if I'm not able to get to your question, don't worry. I will take a screenshot of them, or you can email support@howardpartridge.com and we will for sure answer your questions. All righty, we will get started. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about what today's session is going to be about. If some of you were at my marketing workshop, we talked a little bit about getting to know you. Your business. That's the first thing that you want to do. You want to know what your business is about, who you are, what you stand for, because if you don't know, the basics, when you visit these referral partners, you have to know why you stand out from the rest. And so if you have all that knowledge and you train your marketing specialists with that knowledge, they'll be able to fight all the obstacles, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and stop my webcam. And show you guys my PowerPoint. Right, let's get this in a big screen. We go. Okay, so this is the first slide. It's going to go through, throughout this 12-week series, we're going to go through the six key questions, which is what I went through in the workshop. And that is, who is your target market? We're going to talk about what to say to them and what to give to them when you go on these marketing visits. Where are you going to find these referral partners? When to visit them? Why we are doing all of this? And you guys should know why, and that's to build relationships. That's our main reason. We know that life is all about relationships. So, in order to connect with these referral partners and to be able to help their clients, you want to be able to establish some trust and a relationship with them. And how are we going to do that? That's through food and education. Edumacation. All right, I might be silly a little bit. It's the morning, so just bear with me here. Okay, so as Howard has said many times, we had a system in place that he started back in the day, but it wasn't at its full potential, I guess, is what I could say. And so when he hired me, I kind of took his already established systems and boosted them. And the main secret of how I boosted that is that we basically focused on breakfast presentations. Okay, so that's how we're going to build these relationships and how we're going to build these referrals is through food and education through these breakfast presentations. Okay, so we nearly tripled our referral sales in less than 12 months, and it all starts with the basics, and that's what we're going to cover today. My definition of phenomenal marketing is that it delivers a meaningful experience that engages, educates, and entertains. And you guys will see how we do that every week. All right, so let's get to know our business. Everyone on your team needs to know and live the mission and values on your team. They need to know it by heart. And if you guys, have morning meetings like we do, we have a morning meeting every morning. We had each one of our technicians, each one of our inside sales, and each one of our marketing people stand up in front of everyone and recite our mission and values. That is huge. You want them to know what it is about your company so that when they go out to these referral partners, they know how to back your company up. Okay, so I'm going to go through our mission and values just so you guys know what we believe in. Additionally, I'm going to go through the differences of how you want to tell them who you are. Because it's very easy for people to be out there and say, oh, you know, I'm a carpet cleaning company, or oh, I'm an upholstery cleaning company, but you want to be different from the rest. So, for example, I can be like, hey, my name is Aliki, and I work for Clean as a Whistle. And they might be like, well, what does Clean as a Whistle do? And I can easily say, oh, it's a carpet cleaning company. But is a carpet cleaning company set you apart from the rest? Or does it make you that high-end company that you want to be? So we have to start with the way that we say who we are. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm having some technical difficulties. Oh, my screen wasn't even on. Wow. Okay. I can go back. Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Let's go back. All right. I thought I was sharing my screen. It's all right. Bear with me. Thank you so much for your patience. This is my first podcast, so I got a lot to learn. Okay. So I covered the 6 key questions. There they are here on the screen if you want to write them down. I kind of went through that because I was assuming you guys were watching me, but I apologize. That's my marketing team over there. Okay, so we're going to go through the who, the what, the where, when, why, and how. Okay. Let me get my questions back because I can't see if you guys have written them down. There we go. Aw, thanks for your support. Y'all are so sweet. I just now saw someone say, I can't see your slide presentation. I got a lot to learn. Okay. Thanks, guys. Y'all, I appreciate it. Okay. Here we go. Slide number 2. All right. We're knowing our business. Everyone on the team needs to know it and live by it. They need to know the mission and values by heart. So let's go through, you know, who we are as a company too. All right, so if we're targeting these high-end clients, which is what we want to do, right, we have to establish ourselves and make ourselves different from the rest. And how are we going to do that? We want to associate the word high-end with everything that we say. So, you know, Clean as a Whistle is a high-end residential and commercial flooring and fabric caring company. Sounds way better than Clean as a Whistle is just a carpet cleaning company. You know, because a lot of people associate carpet cleaning with, you know, just an ordinary company, and we don't want them to think that we're just ordinary, right? So we want them to know that we're different. We care for carpet, hard surface floors, oriental rugs, and upholstery. The word caring is really good to use. We want to use the word caring. We want to use the word serving. I know, and when later on through our 12-week series, we're going to talk about our breakfast presentations and what I say in the breakfast presentation. And one of the things I open up with is we are here to serve you and your clients. Okay? You want to get used to serving. We are not salespeople, as I said in the first webinar with Howard. So I want you guys to understand that. You know, you might be a little scared going out and visiting these people, but if you take the mindset that you're not a salesperson and that you are a server or a helper to them and a resource, that's another key word, resource, then, you know, your whole outlook on this experience will be completely different, and they're also going to appreciate that you're there to be that resource and to serve them. Okay, so you want your employees and your specialists to understand that you are a high-end residential and commercial, if you are, flooring and fabric caring company. Our mission here at Clean as a Whistle is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. We say that when we go through the door, when we visit these referral partners for the first time. We say that at the breakfast presentation. We always say that. That's another reason why, you know, sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, you guys are so expensive. And then guess what my excuse is? Well, that's because we are a high-end company and we are known for providing the most outstanding service experience ever. And I kind of paint the picture of what that looks like to them. So I might, you know, tell them, you know, our technicians are in full uniform. They've had background checks. They're wearing belts. You know, they've got their nice clean shoes. They'll put their booties over their shoes to not get any dirt on the inside of Mrs. Jones's house. They wear gloves when they need to move Mrs. Jones's furniture. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that goes behind that service experience. We call the day before to confirm. We call a couple days after to make sure that the job went well. Okay, so those are all a part of who you are, and you want that to come across when you visit these referral partners. Values. I'm assuming you guys have values, but if you don't worry about that. We'll get to that in a little bit, okay? But you're more than welcome to copy our mission and values. I know that's what we're here for. Howard's told me many times that we're here to help you guys. So if you need to, you know, kind of borrow, totally okay with that. Our number one reputation is, or our number one value is our reputation. And I can literally pull any one of my referral partners, or I'm sorry, not my referral partners, but one of my marketing specialists in here, and they can verbatim read you our mission and values without looking at anything. They can just spit it out. But anywho, let's go through them, and you guys should know these values that stand up for your company. So Clean as a Whistle is referred by Houston's most seasoned interior designers, flooring professionals, and realtors exclusively. That is a key word. We want them to know that those are our biggest business partners, in other words. And we want them to know that we're dealing with the best of the best. The second is our experience. Clean as a Whistle is familiar with the most unusual soiling conditions, as well as experienced in all types of textiles and hard surfaces. So I want them to know that we're not just any kind of person who's coming through that company door and trying to, you know, lie to them. We're not a shady company, so we want to be able to back that up. So we let them know this is what we're familiar with, and this is what our technicians have been trained for. And that leads into our third reason, which is we are certified by the IICRC. Our guys have been trained. They've been through classes. They know what they're dealing with, and we're not afraid to let them know, right? And I don't want you guys to be afraid to let them know. That's what's going to set you apart, remember? So the IICRC, which is the world's most recognized body of certification of the carpet and upholstery cleaning industry. That's huge. They want to know that your guys are trained. They don't want to just let anybody in their client's home, because whose reputation's on the line? The referral partners. And not only the referral partners, but yours also. The fourth is systems. Clean as a Whistle has the most advanced technology on the market, which is true, which provides maximum spot removal and maximum soil removal without overwetting your carpet or leaving a sticky residue behind. This one is a really good value, because every time we talk about that at the breakfast presentation, we always have somebody stop and say, oh my gosh, that's what happened to me. You know, I had Koi out, or I had Stanley Steamer out, and they had such a sticky residue left behind on my carpet, or they overwetted my carpet, and that's good to know that you guys aren't going to do that. So that's why we put that in there. The fifth is guarantee. If you are not completely thrilled with the service experience provided, we will rush back to your location at no charge and no obligation. If you are still not satisfied, we will issue a refund. We guarantee everything. That is part of our outstanding service experience. We want the client, but not only the client, we want the referral partner or that designer or that flooring professional to know we're going to take care of their clients. If something, God forbid, goes wrong, because let's be real, we're not perfect, right? There is going to be that one instance where something will go wrong. we want them to know that we're going to go over there ASAP and take care of it. And if we can't take care of it and they're still not happy, we're going to issue that refund for the client. Why do we do that? You might be thinking, well, you know, how am I going to make money that way? You will make money that way. We've been doing it for 32 years. We've been gaining trust. And that's just it. You're gaining trust and you're letting them know, hey, you know, I'm not afraid to give your money back if something should go wrong. It's the people that do not offer the guarantee that the clients are iffy about, because they don't want to just, you know, pay the investment and then there goes the carpet cleaner out the door and they're on to the next job and they could care less, right? So we want to be different from the rest. We don't want to be like those unscrupulous carpet cleaners out there. Okay, I have a question coming in. So before we continue, I'm going to answer it. Do you ever feel that you intimidate people at company that may not be so high-end by saying that you're a high-end company? No. The question is no. That's a great question. I've never felt intimidated because I have done my research with these companies and I make sure that these companies are high-end also. We're going to go through that, I believe, next week or the week after that. You don't want to associate with companies that aren't high-end like you. And the reason being is because they're not going to have those target clients that you're looking for. If I'm going to go to like a 99-cent floor store, which is what I used to do in the beginning, I literally went to everyone, okay? And I found out, well, if I go to everyone and I try and be everything, then I can be no one to nobody, because some of those stores are so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not high-end. If you go in there, you'll notice that the clientele is not the clientele that you want, okay? So you want to go to the people that are high-end, and no, you will not feel intimidated by that. So that's a great question. Do your research. Look everyone up online. Visit them. Go take a look at the place if you can before you ever go in and make sure that they're high-end. I love the questions. Keep them coming. That's what I'm here for. Does everyone have a mission and values? Reply yes in the questions box so I can see. If you don't, I'm going to make a note of it so maybe Santiago can get with you and you guys can work on that, because that's huge. All right, getting a lot of yeses. Yes, yes, yes. Boom. Cool. Trying. Okay. If you need some help, that's what we're here for. Yes, okay. Okay, let's see. I have another question, I think. For brand new companies, high-end can be an issue. Howard took years to become high-end. When you have established yourself and your reputation, then I can see yes. That's correct. Yeah, I think, you know, it depends. I mean, if you want to start yourself up at high-end, you know, and make yourself high-end with your high-end prices, then, you know, you can start off right off the bat. But if you feel like it's going to take you a little bit, you know, there's still no harm in going into these high-end places, because you want to make sure that you're dealing with people who, you know, are also doing business with the same kind of people that you want to eventually be doing business with. So it's not bad. You still want to be associated with them. Exactly. They have high-end values and integrity. Correct. Okay, let's talk about your brand. So we talked about mission and values. Your brand is everything. So your brand is what people say when you are not in the room. That's one of my favorite quotes. Okay, if you, you know, go and visit a referral partner and, you know, you forget to mention who you are and what you believe in, you're going to leave them wondering, you know, who you are, and you don't want that to happen, okay? You want to make sure also when you're around them or either at events that you show them and display to them your integrity and your type of values that you have with your company. So you don't want to associate yourself with drinking at events or, you know, hey, I've never had this happen before, but they might offer you a drink at the actual referral partner. People have offered me Coke and stuff, but you don't know. Maybe somebody will say, hey, would you like some wine? You want to kind of let that go because, remember, your reputation and your company's reputation is on the line. Not saying we're alcoholics, right? Okay, but still, you want to be careful of your reputation. I've had many referral partners ask me after, you know, a visit. They're like, hey, you know, it'd be at the end of my visit. It'd be like 4, 4:30. They're like, hey, we're going to happy hour. Would you like to come with us? So number one, that's exciting to me because, you know, they like me. I can tell they like me. And if they want to invite me somewhere, then, you know, they trust me and they want to hang out with me, which is cool, right? But number two, unfortunately, I don't want to be in a situation where, number one, there's alcohol. Number two, something could happen or, you know, somebody could say something or, you know, you never want to put yourself in a position where anything can happen and then you're liable, you know. So you want to build your brand not around products or services, but around your reputation. That's huge. Oops. Getting used to all these buttons. Did I skip something? No, I didn't. Okay. Why can't I click on this now? Sorry, guys. There we go. Verbal and nonverbal communication. So 7% of what you communicate to someone is actually what you say. Okay, isn't that crazy? Sometimes it doesn't even matter what you say, but look at that. 38% is tone of voice, and 55% is feelings and attitudes are nonverbal. When I walk into a referral partner's company, I make sure that not only do I smell good, but I look good. Okay, I'm wearing the right type of clothing. I have the right type of attitude. You know, I'm not sick. You never want to go into some place where you're not having a good day and they can obviously tell it. Okay, because that's going to go into your nonverbal. And you want them to know and you want them to see that you're confident and that you know what you're doing, okay? And you can't do that sometimes when you're having a bad day or if you're sick. And God forbid, you don't want to get somebody else sick. That's just gross, right? Okay, so you can also have the perfect 60-second commercial like I do, and I can go in there and look terrible or smell terrible, and it just will not get the point across, right? So you want to make sure everything about you is ready to go, and you're ready to give your 100% when you go into these places, because if you don't, then they're not going to read what you're trying to convey to them. So let's talk about that nonverbal communication. Posture is huge. If you walk in there, slouch, you know, kind of, you know, your shoulders are kind of down, your head's not up, they're going to think that you don't have confidence, right? If you put your shoulders back and stand up straight and walk in there and you give a firm handshake, that's what they want to see, okay? And that's what we want to convey to them, that we're happy, that we're ready to start a relationship, we're you know, ready for new and exciting things, and we want to give them that smile. Nobody wants to see somebody frowning. Nobody wants to see somebody upset, you know, going in there. So like I said, you want to stay at the office or stay home if you're not feeling well, okay? Mirroring is huge. If you want to connect with them, in addition to building a relationship and asking them questions and stuff, you want to start mirroring them too. And they'll see after a while, when you start to mirror them, they'll mirror you as well. Okay, so someone might not know what mirroring is, so I'm going to give the definition. So if I'm talking to, let's say Sandy, Sandy's a designer, and she's got her arms crossed, okay, so she's kind of closed off during the conversation, then I'm going to close my arms too. Okay, or if at any point she decides to lean on the desk, you know, with her elbow and put her fist on her face, then I'm slowly going to move and do the same thing and put my elbow on the desk and put my fist on my face, okay? I don't know why, but science says and statistics say that mirroring helps build the relationship, so I just do it. So I'm telling you to do it because it does work. I've tried it. Okay, and verbal you want to make sure that you're not only saying that you're a high-end company, but that certain words that you use are also high-end. So you don't want to refer to them as customers. You want to call them clients. Okay. Another one is flooring dealers. I don't have that on the slide, but if you want to write that down, you don't want to call them a flooring dealer. Sounds like a drug dealer, right? You want to call them a flooring professional. That's what we call them. Additionally, we don't call them referral sources. Maybe around the company we do, or when we check our reports, we'll put referral sources, but they are partners, or they are business partners. And you don't want them to think that they're just a source, because what does that do? It doesn't really provide them value, and doesn't really, you don't really show respect to that person. Another thing is you can call them a dedicated supporter. I call them my friends. You know, I'll mention later on that some of my good and bad experiences. One of my best experiences was building a relationship with one of my friends, Tamonica. And we got so close, and people, I was only visiting her once a month, okay? And after like the seventh visit, she invited me to her wedding. And she was like, oh, hey, I've never met your mom, but hey, bring your mom too. And I was like, what? For real? And I went, and I went, and I supported her, okay? So she was my most dedicated supporter, and so then I repaid it, paid it forward, and I became her most dedicated supporter as well. So you become friends with these people. Y'all, you're going to learn so much about these people. You're going to know everything about them. I had one lady pour out her heart and soul, okay, about the struggles that she's been going through in her life, how she has like ovarian cancer and she can't have children. I mean, it was just so sad, but she found the trust in me, and we had that, you know, comfortable relationship where, you know, she confided in me and she wanted to come tell me, and you know, she felt comforted in me, which is very nice. I mean, it's a very good feeling. It's very rewarding, you know, so I was able to be there for her and help her through that difficult time. And then, you know, when you establish these relationships, not only do the referrals come flowing, but you have them also talking good about your company to their friends or their family, or, you know, not just their clients, but their friends and their family. It's amazing what you can do to be a helping hand to some of these people. So these are the basics of how to get that started. We talked a little bit about dressing to impress. Okay, that's a part of the, you know, 7-second impression that you have with these people. You want to make sure that you're looking good, you're smelling good, okay? So always consider the wow effect when considering your clothes. You want to look nice, dress conservative, and in good taste. If in doubt, please do not wear it. Please do not wear it. You do not want them judging you on what you're wearing. Remember, it's not just you that's on the line, but your whole company is on the line as well. So you want to dress like your referral partners. I have a lot of people ask me, you know, well, what if I go, you know, because maybe you're not in the carpet cleaning company, right? And you're not dealing with high-end designers. And you're going to, I don't know, a job site or something. And everyone's usually wearing a polo and slacks. If you want, you can mirror them and wear a polo and slacks. But just make sure you kind of do your research beforehand, okay? And if you feel like you might be too dressy, then you want to dress it down a little bit, okay? Not too much to where you're still a professional, but to where you don't want them to make them feel uncomfortable, right? So there's some places that I visit, like my designer places, I'll wear my heels, I'll wear a really cute poofy skirt with like a pink florally top, and I'll make sure, you know, I look really cute that day, right? But then if I go to my flooring dealers, or oops, see, catch me. It's not flooring dealers, flooring professionals. I don't even know why I said that. If I go to my flooring professionals, I'm not going to wear the same outfit that I wore for my designers. I might wear some cute black pants with some flats and a button-down blouse. Okay, so I'm not going to get as dressy, because normally there's males that are at these companies. And so I kind of, you know, still look cute, but not over-the-top dressy for them. Lastly, no smoking on your route stops. I don't know if you guys smoke, but you want to make sure that you do not do that at all before, during, or after. Well, I could care less about after, but just make sure you've left the scene. You don't want to be there and have them see you smoke, okay? One thing about that is that, I don't really want to discourage you guys from smoking at all. You have your own life, but it starts to smell on your clothes and it might smell on your breath. And so when you go in to meet these people, they might know that and they might not want to associate themselves with you. Okay, so just a heads up. We don't want to give these people any excuses not to be in a relationship with you. Yes, discourage. It is not healthy. All right, okay. Yes, I discourage it. It isn't healthy, but I don't want to get into anybody's personal business, if you know what I mean. Okay. All right. So, dress to impress for women. Let's break it down. Let's talk about what the women should wear. Sleeve blouses, like I said, is cool. Cardigans, long skirts, slacks. Please make sure your skirts are long. Do not make them short because there's a lot of men out there and you don't want them looking at you in any kind of way. And you also want to have respect for their wives and/or girlfriends, right? Okay. Also, that's just making your company look bad. Your hair needs to be nice and neat. Your fingernails need to be clean. If you have nail polish, make sure it looks good, ladies. Don't have those nasty chipped nails. It's gross. Make sure your breath is fresh. You're smelling good. We always have mints in our company car, so if you need to, put some mints in there. Do not chew gum. Gum is not cool. You don't want to talk to someone, they're smacking. They're like, "What's up?" And they're smacking at you, that's so gross. So unprofessional too, so just don't do it. Closed toe heels are best, or closed toe flats. You don't want your toes hanging out either. I'm sorry. I mean, thank God my toes aren't gross, but some people have some nasty toes out there and some fungus toes. You don't want them showing. You want to keep them closed. Okay, you don't want anyone, like I said, to make any kind of excuse to not do business with you. Always have your name tag on. We have a name tag. I took a picture, it's right here. You don't have to have your name on there, although if you do, that's better for you guys. We just have a bunch that don't have our names so that we can give them to anybody in the company who needs to use them at any time. Put a picture of my girl, Jennifer Aniston. She's Greek too, just like me. She's so beautiful, but I like her hair, so gotta have good hair. For presentations, what should you wear? Business professional again. Okay, so that would mean a blazer. You want to wear a nice blazer, make yourself look like it's a business meeting, right? Because it is. Slacks are cool, long skirt again, closed toe heels or dressy flats, and then always wear your name tag. What not to wear? Okay, no tattoos or piercings. That's at any time. That's not just for presentations. That's any time. So please make sure your tattoos are covered and your piercings are taken out. Now, ear piercings, obviously, that's fine. Like your one hole or your second hole on the bottom of your cartilage, that's cool. But like any of the bars and things like that that are connected on the top, we have to take those off. It's just unprofessional. No cut, low cut t-shirts, no short skirts, no kind of shorts, no excessive makeup or jewelry. Men, let's talk about the men. What to wear for monthly visits? I got a cute little picture of Howard. Isn't that sweet? And I got Johnny Stamos over here looking good, right? Where my lady's at. Okay, anyways, polo with a logo. If you want, you can totally do that. If you're going to visit flooring professionals, that would be ideal. So, like something like what Howard's wearing right here. Okay, it can be short sleeve as well. As long as you tuck it in and wear a belt, you'll look great. Hair needs to be nice and neat as well. Fingernails need to be clean. You have to have fresh breath. Just like I said for the ladies, nothing's changed here. And then, if you have a shirt that has your company logo on the shirt, you don't need a name tag. But if you don't, it's still good to wear a name tag for guys, okay? Clean shaven daily. Please maintain your hair and your beard. Now, if you have guys who are working in the company that have already had a beard and it's growing, or I mean, it's grown to its full potential, that's cool. It doesn't need to be shaved, okay? But if they are trying to grow a beard and there's a bunch of stubble, they're going to have to, like, the next time they go on a vacation, they're going to have to grow it out and come back, because that's unacceptable. We have to make sure that you're clean shaven, okay? And make sure your hair is combed. Uh-oh. Is my computer frozen? Okay, it looks like my computer is frozen. Hold on, guys. If you can hear me, hold on 1 second. See, it's spinning around. Thanks for bearing with me, guys. We're going to try and figure this out. I guess I have too many things open. Yeah. Okay.
Here, go to your screen.
Thank you so much.
See it, okay.
Okay. All right. More technical difficulties. Don't worry, guys. By the next time, these will all be squared away.
Okay, you're good if you go full screen.
Okay, let me go full screen right here. Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we are going to continue. I apologize again. Let's talk about what the guys can wear for the presentations. Business professional, and what does that mean? Suit and ties are awesome. They're going to look sharp, professional. They can wear any kind of colored tie. We like to match our tie with our company colors, so that would be ideal. Okay. We do red ties or blue ties or black ties. We make sure that they have closed-toe dressy shoes as well. Oxfords are very nice. And one thing you don't really have to have is a pocket square, but if you do, then you can wear it. Very nice. Once again, no visible tattoos or piercings. No shorts for the guys at all, whether they're at the presentation or if they're at visits. And the no beards, no mustache thing, if it's out of control, yeah, you want it to be shaved. But if it's under control and it's already, you know, full, we talked about that, that's okay. Just make sure if they don't have a beard and they're trying to grow it, just shave it. Here are some examples of what not to wear. So we're going to go through them. We talked about no shorts for the girls, nothing risque, right? No tattoos showing, no baseball caps at any time that you visit these people, no crazy colored hair or eye makeup like Lady Gaga. And then I put a picture of these suits because these are a little bit too much. I would prefer the guys to wear either a black suit or a blue suit or a gray suit, something that's, you know, more traditional than something that's way too crazy and loud. And then you obviously do not want to look like this girl right here, like a hot mess, okay? Additionally, your car and your, or you have, if you have a company car or if you have a company van, that is also a part of your brand. You want to make sure you have stickers on your car that say your company's name, what you do, your phone number legibly in really big letters so that everyone can see it, and then have your mission on there. Let them know what you stand for, the most outstanding service experience ever. You want to have your logo on there as well. And we have our technicians clean their vans at the end of every job every day. They wash it down, they dry it, it's ready to go. We do the same thing with our company cars. You know, Howard got us 2 company cars for the marketing department. We make sure that they're clean before we go on our routes. If they are not, you best believe me and Dina are out there rinsing it off. Some, you know, most of the time, Johan, you know, our operations manager or somebody else is washing it for us. You know, because we live in Houston, and one day it could be, you know, so hot and humid, and then it'll rain. So then it'll rain for an hour, and then it'll be full with pollen because we have a lot of allergies. So we never want to leave the premises with a dirty car because that's a part of your image. Especially if your name has clean in it. Ours is clean as a whistle, so we'll make sure everything is clean as well. The next time we will cover who and when. Okay, we're going to go through our route books, how to set them up, how to create an organizational system that works, and how to set up your monthly calendar. I'm going to try and put my webcam back on so I can show you the sheet that will be, I believe, Michelle or Victoria, we're going to put this on the website for you guys to have to print. Hold on, let's get this out of here. Where is my webcam? There we go. Hi. Okay, so I have a binder that I gave people out at the workshop. But if you didn't go to the workshop, you can get this sheet here, and it shows what the men should wear and then what the women should wear, and you guys can get that to print it out for your company if you'd like. We're going to go through some questions now. We finished a little bit early, which is great. I want to cover some of these. So somebody said, Aliki, hi, you can answer this at any time. At the first time you go into a possible referral company or a realtor and the person in charge is not there, but you get their business card, your visit. That's a great question. So let's talk about that for a little bit. The first time I walk in somewhere, if I see a secretary or there's somebody there in the front, I'm going to build a relationship with them. Whether they're the boss or not, I make sure I talk to them and I make sure that I see them and that they're loved and cared for, okay? And the reason why is because, like you said, if that manager or that boss is not there at the time, guess who's going to vouch for you when they are there? That secretary or the gatekeeper, right? So you want to build that trust, build that relationship really strong. Now, I will get that secretary's number and business card so that I can put her in the system, and later on we'll talk about send-out cards. I'll send her a send-out card. But if I do get the manager's or the boss's card, I will not contact them. I don't want to be any kind of spammer to anybody who's never met me before. Now, if the secretary has told me, which this has happened many times, oh, hey, Aliki, you know, this is her business card. If you want, give her a call, or if you want, I can call you and set up an appointment for you to speak with her or to meet with her. In that case, when I get her business card, I'll wait to get the okay from the secretary to call the lady and maybe set up an appointment to meet with her. But I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable that I haven't met. And I'd much rather have the secretary speak on my behalf rather than to me just meet her over the phone or through email. I think email is kind of a difficult way to communicate, and it for sure will not put your value across through the computer, if you know what I mean. But that's a great question. Okay, I have another question. Did Santiago share with you the email I sent a few days ago trying to get some input from you on our marketing plan? This is a question I asked last week to you and Howard. Yes, I did see the email, and I believe Santiago was going to speak with you on that. John, let me write that down to double check for you, okay? Hey, Ashley, did that make sense? Did that answer your question? All right, I'm going to go live here and see if you guys want to ask any other questions. Let's see if I can figure this out. Does anybody have a question that would like to go live, Todd? Oh, okay. Ashley, you said yes, thank you. Anyone want to go live? Maybe make a comment. Maybe let me know how the process has gone so far since the workshop. Any new questions that might have come up from last week, or you maybe ran on a route yesterday, or maybe you have questions about what we talked about today regarding the what to wear. I am a new company and I am positioning my company as a high-end company from the start. I don't think it takes years to grab that position through this referral marketing. Great. Awesome, Andy. Love this session. I think we need a bit of an upgrade on our uniform. Great. That's awesome. Everyone can use an upgrade. And it's very inexpensive, and it'll really count in the long run. Give us your 60-second commercial. Okay, that's a good one. So when I walk into these places, the first thing I do is talk to them like they're a human being. I don't really bring up, what I do. That's just, what I trained the other girls to do. We don't want them to feel like we're off the bat needing them and want to use them, right? You want them to make them feel loved, as if you would want to be felt that way or talked to that way. So I would walk in there and I'll say, hey, Todd, how are you? And Todd will talk to me and I'll say, are you having a good day today? I've had one person tell me no and start to cry. So just so you know, that might happen. They were having a terrible day. In that case, I just left them with the goodies and I said, well, I hope these, make you feel better and I hope you have a wonderful day. Okay. And I left. And the next time I saw her, she thought it was so sweet and she wanted to know about me. But if that does happen, you want to make their day, right? That's your goal, is to touch these people's lives and to build those relationships. Okay. But if they say, oh yeah, I'm doing great, that's kind of awkward. What I like to say is, okay, well, I was in the area and I'd never been in here before, and I was just curious as to maybe if you guys have any resources that you're currently using for any of your clients, upholstery cleaning or carpet cleaning or whatever that place does, you want to put that in the front where you say, do you have a resource for blah, whatever service that is. Most of the time they'll say yes, most of the time they'll say no. Okay. I would start that off if it's kind of awkward. If they seem closed off and they don't really want to talk, that's what I would say. If they seem really bubbly, if I had people ask me back, like, how are you doing? How was your day? I'll start to talk to them. I'll notice some pictures on the wall. Maybe they've got a picture of Jesus, like Howard, or they have a picture of their family. I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful family. I'll start off that relationship building right off the bat. And then that will in turn have them ask me what I'm about. Okay. But if they don't and they seem kind of cold, they kind of want you to get to the point, they might be a high D. Later on in our webinars, we'll be talking about DISC. If they seem that way, I'll just be like, hey, I was in the area. I was just wondering if, you guys had anybody to do any of your leather cleaning. I actually used this yesterday. I was like, does anybody do your leather cleaning? Or do you have a resource for your clients to do leather cleaning? He's like, no, he's not. His name was Tracy. He's like, no, I don't think we do. I don't. Is that what you guys do? And I was like, actually, yes. He's like, oh, okay, how much do you charge? That's the first thing they're going to ask you. If they ask you that, you say, well, actually, I'm in the marketing department. Unfortunately, I don't have the pricing for you. But if you have an idea of what, square footage you would like to get an idea of the price, let me know and I'll email you that back, or I'll give you a call back and let you know. Then he wants to know what sets us apart. He asked me, why are you different from Stanley Seamer or Coit? And guess what? I told him about our mission. And I went through my values. And when I went through my values, I showed him the free trial offer card, which we will go through later in the webinar. And I went through each one of those. He didn't even know we had a guarantee. He'd heard about us before, but he didn't know we guaranteed our work. And he said a lot of companies don't. Bingo. That's what you want to let them know. And then we kind of just did a dance. I kind of answered any questions that he had. But what I led with with my 60-second commercial was, hey, I was in the area. Okay. Now, after you mention your mission and values, you can go ahead and list your services. I try not to spit so much out in the first time, so really my 60-second commercial is letting them know who we are, okay, and our mission and values. So I'll let them know we're clean as a whistle, we're a high-end residential and commercial fabric and flooring carrying company. This is what we service, and I'll target his leather first because he only sold leather sofas. I'll target, you know, we do leather cleaning, upholstery cleaning, and I mentioned those first services so that it could catch his attention. And then I just started answering his questions from there on. I am undecided about one source I was visiting. They are a wholesaler shop that works with contractors. The contractors occasionally send in their clients to shop. Should I visit or not? Are you, Darcy, what kind of company do you have? I try to figure out how to make this go live, but carpet cleaning. Okay, so great question. We do not visit contractors. We tried and it just didn't work for us. So I would like to save you the time if you want and not go, unless you already have a pre-existing relationship with one that's bringing you a lot of referrals, I would stick with it. But if you're targeting new contractors, I would say no. We find they wonder what we want a lot. Good. See? They're always going to ask you. When you come up there with a smile and a firm handshake and you look good, they want to know, especially when you have goodies. Oh my gosh. Like at the end of my conversation with the leather sofa guy, Tracy, when I was leaving, he was like, you got more goodies for me? He's like, the past two times, okay, let me give you the background story. I should start off the background story. So the background story was the first two times I went there, he was busy with a client both times. So it was 1 month I went in for the first time because it was a new place and I'd never been there before. He was busy, so I left the goodies. The second time, I left the goodies again. Didn't get to talk to him. The third time, I talked to him. He was asking me questions. It was great. And then when I was finished answering his questions, I was like, well, here's your goodies for today. And he was like, oh, man, these are so good. I've had these before. I got him some cookie butter cookies from Trader Joe's. And he was like, the other two goodies you brought me were delicious. He's like, I really appreciate it. You don't have to do that, but I really appreciate it. And I was like, yes. How long does a typical referral once a month call take the get some legs? When do you decide not to go back? I think what you're asking is how long does it take to get a referral? And we believe in the rule of seven. It takes about seven times to visit someone for them to give you referrals. We've tracked it, and that's the average. And seven times is not that much because we have a $4 max per goodie. We started off with three, and we upped it to four to kind of broaden our options. But if you spend $3 for 7 months, that's only 21 bucks on that one referral source. So it's not that much, and the return sometimes is unreal, like $1,000, $2,000 jobs. When do you decide not to go back? If I notice that after the 7 months, there's no referral, I offer a breakfast presentation. I offer a breakfast presentation around the third or fourth time. We'll talk about that in the future. But if they still were like, oh, get back with me. Oh, it's not a good time. And it takes that seventh time, you realize, ooh, they still haven't referred. I will offer that presentation again. And if they're not interested and you just kind of see, you can tell when people aren't interested or they're using somebody else. I start to be blunt. I just ask. I'm like, well, are you currently using someone? Or, you know, is there something going on, basically? They let you know. Also, if you look around, sometimes they have business cards of other companies. You know they're using somebody else. So that's kind of an idea to not visit them anymore. But you still want to give them those seven tries because you want them to get to know you because you eventually want to take over those other companies that they're using. What kinds of goodies? Y'all will have to stay tuned for that. That's going to be what webinar month is that, or week is that going to be? I think in about 2 or 3 weeks we're going to go through that. So you guys stay tuned. We are coming to a close. Great questions. I love it. Keep it coming. I appreciate everyone who is on the call today. If you have more questions, like I said, please put them on the support email, and we will get to them accordingly. Thank you for everyone's time. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week. God bless. And I'm excited to see you all next week. We will talk about our binders and get organized, because God knows we are not organized. We have so many things on our mind, and organization is probably the last thing that you're worried about. But I'm telling you, if you get organized, everything will fall into place, and that's going to help you a ton. Okay, so don't worry. I'm here to help. Have a wonderful day. Thanks, guys.